So welcome again once again to the adventures of fucking Joe's crazy ass life and all the weird shit. I like the episodes where you talk about
it's just a Joe-isode.
It's the Joe-sode. Welcome to Sit Suck, everybody. I ruined it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That a quote from a movie or?
It's a little show called Cowboy Bebop. We got Kyle.
That's me.
We got Joe.
That's me.
We got Kevin in the back.
And that's me.
I don't know what else goes after that.
Nice.
I forgot.
That's a new exciting intro sequence. I like that we're flipping it up for today.
Yeah, I got bored.
Switching things around. Yeah, you know. Change is good. Change is good. Adaptation.
Yeah. I've had a long day. That was pretty much the peak of my energy for availability. How are you guys doing? What's happening, y'all? What are you doing? Doing anything cool?
No.
I've had a lot of long days.
Yeah. It seems like it's that the part of the season or something, man.
Well, yeah. Kevin's had some migration adventures, I'm sure, that he probably can't or ought not talk about.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, nothing else matters.
He says as he has a pull off of a bottle of cheap whiskey and finishes a cigarette in a single drag. Joe, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? You got a lot of people in your house. You want to talk about that?
There's so many people in my house now. There's so many. It feels weird because it feels actually emptier because Tyler has stopped coming over so frequently because he's taken the bar as of today.
Right now. Yeah, good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to you,
this
Tyler.
This comes out, it will be done, and he'll not care.
And I'm not telling you what the date is. Somebody else can drop that. Anyway, my niece has moved in. She brought her dog, Ace, who actually has been great and is getting along swimmingly with Kerrigan. Kerrigan now has a dog. It doesn't feel like we have two dogs. It feels like we have a dog and then we got a dog for our dog. Because Ace is a, and I love him, and I'm looking at him. He keeps perking up while I'm talking about him. But he's a little tiny like cattle dog that she found on the streets in Kansas when he was a puppy, like 2 years ago or something. And he's just kind of like latched onto her ever since. And man, he is the most antagonistic animal I've ever seen.
Wow.
He starts shit with Kerrigan all the time. And they play. And it's great. It's friendly. You know, so like he wants to play. So they roughhouse and they run all around the house. And she beats the shit out of him. To a point where we're just like, Kerrigan, no, you got to back on. You got to leave him alone for a little bit. And we'll separate them because she's got him like on his back. And then she's got her teeth in his collar and is just shaking him like a rag doll. We're like, dude, you have to calm down. You're going to hurt him. And then we like separate them. And then he just like dive bombs into her side. And we're just like, I can't.
This is how I want to die.
Yeah. my niece was like, your dog is bullying my dog and I would like it to stop. And I was like, I can't feel sorry for him. He starts it every fucking time.
Is there like a legit conflict him. There? Or are you just, this is all.
No, there's not. Him. She's just, I think she's just goofing, but she sounded serious last time. But like, she was just like, Kerrigan's bullying my dog. And I was like, yeah, because he comes over and bites her in the face. I'd kick his ass too.
We had a dog that did that, Sora, rest in peace. He used to go up to Han and stick his head into Han's mouth. It was like a sign of aggression. He's like, huh! And it was like, Han would be like, what are you doing? Why is this happening? Right.
It's like,
why am I biting you now?
You're going to eat me and choke on it!
Self-sacrifice.
Well, he'd like walk underneath him and then stick it. So Han's like, what the fuck is this? Get out from under me, asshole. Like, it was hilarious because like Han is four times his size. And we'll just knock him over, unintentionally. Like, yeah. Go get on the ground now. You're done.
Yeah. So we got that, and then and my guest room has been taken over by our old roommate, Kat. She moved back in with us because she was in a
reasons.
Yeah, she was in a bad place with a bad relationship. And the person she was in the relationship owned the house they were in, so she had to go.
Yeah,
and had
like, no, you leave.
Yeah. Oh, so she didn't really have anywhere else that she could possibly go. So we're just like, okay, I guess you can stay with us for a while. And it's like, hey, by the way, how long is a while?
Garion had a good idea about that because he was talking about somebody. They were talking about somebody who was possibly going to rent a room or that sort of thing. And what he said was, start with it all like well understood and articulated. Like 3 months totally free, three months or 5 months or 6 months or whatever at like pay utilities, some fixed thing. After that, market value. Yeah. Like
you basically are paying the mortgage at that point.
Well, you just have it all out there. Like, this is the plan.
Yeah.
I know you said you'd be here for a little bit, and this is what a little bit looks like on paper. So, you know.
Right.
And then eventually it's like, I don't really want you in my house. So this is now unpleasant expensive. And here it is.
Yeah.
You can't accuse them of not being supportive because they let you hang. I mean, there's 3 months of completely rent-free in there.
I feel like
right.
6 months of
people that generally don't have the will to offer to pay are the kind of people who will probably, not to say anything about Kat, I don't know Kat at all, but I've noticed in my life, the people who don't even offer or, like, you know, don't make a concerted effort to make a plan are the people who probably aren't going to be there for very long anyway, because their life's going to get crazy right. again, and they're going to be, like, out, and they're going to have met somebody or found a job somewhere else or any number of other things that people who are prone to the flight of fancy that accompanies that kind of mentality go for, you know.
Yeah, they're right, probably more likely to maybe come back like 6 months later and say, hey, you got a place for me to stay again?
Right. Well, and again, so we've lived with Kat before. She's been, you know,
oh, there you go, Kevin.
She pays rent on time. She's good. And you know, we liked it, you know. We liked having her. So, you know, it's all good. So we're happy to have her back. Just that's kind of the only thing for me is just like I now feel like I'm only just recently over the point where I feel like I've been invaded, like my castle has been like taken over, and now it's starting to kind of fall into this like where like a conglomeration again, and everyone's gonna get everything Gross. Figured out. So yeah, like totally, you know, just
like a Legion thing.
Yeah,
Castlevania.
Totally a Legion thing.
Big old ball. And bodies nasty
screeching
you know
naked
bodies. Say, you know where there's a spot where there's like nobody, the office. Just come in there.
Yeah. You think I can come work?
You have to start
office.
Doing that.
I gotta come back.
I think
there.
You could, because no one would stop you.
No
there
one
was
would
no one in your office today, so
yeah, you could just go there, Kyle. Your old desk is still empty. I just took walkers.
Nice.
So you could just
I think Kevin
technically did, but I haven't been in like a month, so it's
we
really,
made you
really
a desk, and you decided to take my desk. You fuck. I'm just kidding.
Wait,
there
you
was
a
hotel
desk.
Yeah, it's the one next to Kevin's Amy's,
desk.
But
oh, gotcha.
He was used to just come work in there.
Oh. I was a drifter.
Yeah,
right. Still,
he was like he was turning into Drew White.
Drifter, can we kill him?
Let's kill him.
You guys have all had like adult roommates, though, really, right? I mean.
I had the fullest house.
I had Joe as a roommate.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had adult roommates since college.
I think
it was a nightmare.
My parents had the fullest house when they had Ryan and Laura and Joe and Laura. But I guess you had four too, didn't you? You had five.
I had Janet in the liquor cabinet, Steve in the basement.
Oh, that's right.
Garion and Emily, and then Kate would stay over a couple
you,
times.
You definitely over.
So we had six people in my tiny ass house.
Yep. Yeah. I think Kendrick.
Joe's house is bigger than my house, so.
Yeah. Yeah. There is certainly room for everybody here that
yeah.
is in the house.
Yeah. That was awkward because we had to make a room out of a liquor cabinet.
But man, you throw a baby in the mix, and then it becomes quite crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We only had three dogs and two cats at that time. So
only. I know Laura like I know myself in terms of like some of the stuff that bugs her. How did you talk her into having that many people live at your house at once? Like was that an intense conversation? Because I know enough about Laura's mindset to know that like she likes her space, you know.
Right? She's surprising. So here's the funny part. She's the one who talked to me about getting
Holy
Cabin.
Hell, that's cool.
Yeah, so she actually approached me about that. And then Rihanna kind of just ended up here in a strange way. If we got time, I can tell that story because it's a hoot.
I mean, we're at 10 minutes.
You got time.
Okay. So
I ain't got shit to say. I might fall asleep.
Same. For a while back, in the when we were playing Among Us more regularly, and Ray kept like popping on every now and again, she was talking about how, you know, she was gonna look at going to college. And we're like, "That's great, kid. You should absolutely encourage. You should try and go to college if you want." And then she's like, "I want to go do like trade school stuff." I'm like, "That's even better, because you get an associate's degree." And not have like an incredible amount of debt on top of your head, and then you can, you know, get right into the workforce. That's fantastic. And then she's like, "Well, maybe I could come up and stay for a couple of weeks, kind of get my bearings and, you know, take a look at some stuff." I'm like, "Yeah, that'd be great." And she kept kind of dropping these hints every time we play together. She'd be like, "Is this what it's going to be like when I'm up there?" Because we're all getting rambunctious and joking. You know, it's just like, yeah, but the way she said it, I was like, what is... That came off weird for somebody who was planning to just like come up for a week or two, you know. It's like, okay, cool. And then she drops a message to me on Discord later, and she's like, "How much are you going to charge me for rent when I'm up there?" And we're like, that's a...
I mean,
what?
Because you're not staying here.
Like
forever.
A what? Like, what do you... I'm not, because $1 million. How about that? What? And so I'm talking to, you know, I talked to Laura, and we both kind of have like a mild panic attack, because she's like, she thinks she's moving in. Is she moving in? Did we agree at some point to let her move in and not realize?
Cocaine's like a hell of a drug.
Yeah. It was just like, no, we absolutely did not at any point. But we started talking about, it's like, well, it might be good to get at least one of the members of my family out of Pagosa Springs, because that place is turning into a shithole.
I was going to ask that too. Like, that's the, I can feel that, like, where you're like, let's move you to a place that's a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, we've been trying to get her whole family, my sister and my brother-in-law and their kids, like, we've been trying to get all of them to move out to Denver at some point. And it's like, okay, maybe we start one by one this way. So, and we kind of talk it over for a bit, and it's like, would we, you know, how would we handle having a fucking 18-year-old? And we're like, okay, let's talk to Jess. I'm sure she's, you know, talk to Ray about this. And I talked to my sister, and I was like, "Have you talked to your daughter about, you know, her college plans?" And she's like, "No." I'm like, you should. Yeah, maybe you should. And then she gets back to me. She's like, "Well, I'm doing that was for my capstone project, which I remember doing in high school right before I went to Western." So it kind of like eased some of the tension there. What it was like, because that was basically like a hypothetical situation of where you would live, how much you'd be working, setting up like pre-budget
Holy
stuff,
shit,
and how
that
to like
seems
mitigate.
Like way more useful than anything I learned in high school.
Oh yeah, it was great.
My high school didn't do
great.
Shit about that.
Yeah, like, capstone.
Here's
capstone
how
was
credit
great.
Works. You should get 5 credit cards and go to college and sign a loan as an 18-year-old that you'll never be able to pay back.
Right.
Welcome to America, motherfucker.
Just slap you across the face and kick you in the taint. But yeah, so we talked to her, and we talked to Jess, and they talked to each other, and we're like, okay, cool, all right, that was a hypothetical situation. Wipe the sweat from my brow. And then like a week later, she's like, "Hey, I'm actually applying to Red Rocks Community College up there, like next to you guys. By the way, how far away is that from your house?" And we're like, "Oh, it's like a half hour from here." She's like, "Great." And then the next day she texts back. She's like, "I got accepted." And we're like, "What the fuck?" How did that? I waited like almost a month to hear back from Western. And that wasn't the only school I had even applied to.
Well, community college is more like they're doing a credit. They're checking your credit card to see if there's money on it, right?
Right?
That's, you're real. Right? You're human.
Is there
you're
an active warrant?
You're
only one good.
You know what? Okay. That's fine.
You're not in jail.
All
right. So we're just like, oh, shit. Okay. She's like, "So, you know, I'm planning on coming up in like June of like 2021. I was like, okay. I was like, that's cool. So we talked to Jess about it, and we're just like, okay, maybe we can actually make this work. We this was right also around the time where Kat was like starting to talk to us about moving in, but she hadn't really figured that out. So we're like, okay, so I guess she could just like, she can take that basement room. She could be down there. And I was like, okay, maybe we can swing this. This will be cool. And then we talked to Ray for a bit. It was like, there's one thing before we really go through this, because she's laying out her whole grand scheme, right? Everything she's got planned out. We're like, cool, this all sounds great. There's one very small, very important piece of this that has been completely neglected that I must insist upon. And she was like, what's that? And I was like, you never actually asked whether or not you could live with us. Like, you never asked that question. Hey, details. Can I come live with you for 2 to almost 4 years? And she's like, oh, well, I don't really have anywhere else that I can go. I was like, and that's your problem to figure out. Like,
yeah, just being an adult.
Yeah, it's like, I don't have to care about that. I care about you as a person. I care about you as my niece, but I don't have to.
You're like, a lot better drawing those lines than I am, I think. Like,
yeah, she was like, oh, well, can I actually come live with you guys then? And I was like, yes.
Thank you for
yes,
asking.
You can. It's just nice to be asked.
Like, I mean, are there lines drawn?
Manipulate your way into my life like that, like when we're family.
But
it's like,
know if there's any reason why she would feel like she'd need to do it that way? Or like, is it, do you think it's like a product of something that you know? Or was it just weird? Like,
I think it, for me personally, it's that I'm very hyper aware of emotional manipulation tactics. For having dealt with them so many times with so many people. So just like, I become very aware and I hate it. It's a thing that really infuriates me. So I'm big on, one of the things you are supposed to do when addressing somebody who's trying to emotionally manipulate you is call them the fuck out on it. Mm.
So it was like a teaching moment. It was a teaching moment.
Yeah.
For
and it's just like, you don't need to do that. Like, you don't need to play this game. Like, You're my family, and I care about you, and I've raised this girl like
that's
for the most part of the beginning of her life.
Well,
it was like,
know that she's like, there's something going on, or yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But is there pieces and parts in place like Kendrick was talking about? Is she going to be staying for free for 4 years, or is there going to be?
Oh,
like,
no. We have a rent agreement.
Okay, well that's good.
She got a job. She's working at Route 21. You know, she's getting stuff figured out. You know, we're helping her along a little bit, but like that first paycheck that comes in basically is ours because she owes us a lot of money right now. but yeah, like we're treating this as if, you know, she's a roommate. We're going to help her out with here and there, but it's like once she kind of gets up on her feet, that's when we're kind of pushing her out of the nest of like, because her parents were just like, yeah, go, bye.
Did you talk to your sister about that?
Yeah, a little bit. They're kind of doing their own. They're kind of working on their own like drama issues back home. So like, they're just like, yeah, like she's gonna be successful, and we're trying to support, but we're trying to figure this shit out. So I'm just like, cool. So I have an 18-year-old now.
Yeah, there you go. You'll get some practice, right? Like that's.
Yeah, it's kind of been the joke right now, but. Yeah, so we're trying not to be like, I don't know, I already caught myself kind of being like coming down more like an uncle and less like a landlord in a way. Yeah. So I don't know if that makes it, so just like, I just need you to, you know, take this a little more seriously. And she's doing a great job. She is. She needs a little bit more help than she initially thought. So we're able to do that. So that's working out for us, but... working out for her, and then she'll pay us back.
Yeah, and I guess like, yeah,
well,
sounds a lot like
that is cool. Yeah. That's cool of you, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. That's where my life's been. Fucking work has been the most relaxing I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my awesome. God, it's been nice. It's been so nice. The good. I was telling Kendrick, and I think I mentioned it in the chat earlier today. We had a sign outage, and Amy pinged me, and she was like, this is what we're going, and this is like the information we need to get out. And I had that moment of pure panic of just like, fuck, okay, we got an outage. I got to do this. I got to do. Oh, I don't have to do any of those. I just have to like write a thing down and post it. And that's all that's expected of me. I don't have to chase anybody. I don't have to like mitigate customer interaction. I don't have to. Wow, this is cool.
Hey, this is a different life.
So yeah. Yeah. And then like my physical body temperature like dropped. It was like, man, how cool.
Anyway, so, yeah. I didn't even know about it till the end of the day, and because I was doing other shit. So.
I didn't know about right? it until I saw Amy's face, yeah. And I was like, "Oh, something happened."
So, welcome again once again to the adventures of fucking Joe's crazy ass life and all the weird shit. I
like
shit
the episodes
that
where
I
you
do.
Talk about it's like it's just a Joe episode.
It's the
Joe-sode.
Joe-sode.
All right, well, thanks for listening. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Joe-sode.
To the
like,
Joe-sode.
Comment, subscribe, and tell us which is your favorite Joe-sode.
Bye.
Is it this one?
All right, bye.